7. The agents of worship and wisdom. Nature worship may seem to have arisen naturally and spontaneously in the minds of primitive men and women, and so it did. But there was operating all this time in these same primitive minds the sixth agent spirit, which had been bestowed upon these peoples as a directing influence of this phase of human evolution. And this spirit was constantly stimulating the worship urge of the human species, no matter how primitive its first manifestations might be. The spirit of worship gave definite origin to the human impulse to worship, notwithstanding that animal fear motivated the expression of worshipfulness, and that its early practice became centered upon objects of nature. You must remember that feeling, not thinking, was the guiding and controlling influence in all evolutionary development. To the primitive mind, there is little difference between fearing, shunning, honoring, and worshipping. When the worship urge is admonished and directed by wisdom, meditative and experiential thinking, it then begins to develop into the phenomenon of real religion. When the seventh agent spirit, the spirit of wisdom, achieves effective ministration, then in worship man begins to turn away from nature and natural objects to the God of nature and to the eternal creator of all things natural. Presented by a brilliant evening star of Nebadon.